derer, other great personalities of the Divine Mother. But they were more difficult to bring down and have not stood out in front with so much prominence in the evolution of the Earth Spirit. There are among them presences indispensable for the supramental realization. Most of all, one who is her personality of that mysterious and powerful ecstasy and ananda which flows from a supreme divine love. The ananda that alone can heal the gulf between the highest heights of the supramental spirit and the lowest abysses of matter. The ananda that holds the key of a wonderful divinest life, and even now supports from its secrecies the work of all the other powers of the universe. But human nature, bounded, egoistic, and obscure, is inept to receive these great presences or to support their mighty action. Only when the four have founded their harmony and freedom of movement in the transformed mind and life and body can those other rarer powers manifest in the earth movement and the supramental action become possible. For when her personalities are all gathered in her and manifested, and their separate working has been turned into a harmonious unity, and they rise in her to their supramental Godhead, then is the Mother revealed as the supramental Mahashakti and brings pouring down her luminous transcendences from their ineffable ether. Then can human nature change into dynamic divine nature, because all the elemental lines of the supramental truth consciousness and truth force are strung together and the harp of life is fitted for the riddance of the eternal.